KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 77. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, June 16th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Mike Day with State Farm Insurance in the Glen Haven Retirement Village. Lots of sunshine and hot temps this weekend. We'll have highs in the low 90s. A couple of law enforcement officials honored for their life-saving heroics. The story part of today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
A couple of Grady County deputies recognized for saving the life of a shooting victim. Sergeant Terry Alexander and Corporal Chris Kennel awarded citations from the Oklahoma State Legislature. The deputies responded to a shooting in January of 2017 where Donnie Shelton suffered a critical injury. Alexander and Kennel performed life-saving measures on Shelton and paramedics arrived. Later, doctors said had it not been for the two deputies, Shelton probably would have died. Shelton's wife, Clarissa, contacted State Representative David Perriman in order to thank the two deputies. Perriman recently presented both Alexander and Kennel with their citations. Two Chickasha police officers awarded for their work with the department. Sergeant Matt Schoolfield and Officer Fidencio Ramirez presented the Kiwanis International Voice of Chickasha Award. Chickasha Kiwanis Club President Jason Pruner thanking the two officers for risking their lives, presenting them with certificates, stating their bravery, dedication, hard work, and commitment to the community are great assets. Law enforcement officials to make a concerted effort to get drinking drivers off Grady County roads tonight. An End DUI campaign will be getting underway about 7 o'clock tonight and run through 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. The Chickasha Police Department, Grady County Sheriff's Office, the Chickasaw Light Horse Patrol, and the Oklahoma Highway Patrol all will be involved. The OHP reports 21 people were killed in traffic accidents on Grady County roadways in 2012. 8 of them were involved in alcohol-related crashes. Law enforcement officials say individuals who may be drinking this weekend should have a designated driver, use a cab, or hire Uber or Lyft services. More cool news coming right up.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968 or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
A lot of activities in Chickasha this Father's Day weekend. The 25th annual Juneteenth celebration will be getting underway at Ouachita Valley Park a little bit later today. There's a parade from Lincoln School to the park starting at 10 o'clock. Formal opening ceremonies at 11, and the celebration will run from about noon to 6. The Chickasha Antique Auto Club this morning will have its monthly coffee and cars, a free event at the Rock Island Depot downtown from 9 to noon, free coffee and donuts while they last. The Chickasha Area Arts Council hosting Day of the Dads with a lot of activities for dads and kiddos. Now that's a fundraiser for the Rock Island Arts Festival. Those 17 and older get in free, but kid wristbands are $10 each, or they're $7 per child if you've got three or more youth. Twister Fest continues at the Muscle Car Ranch all day today. More than 80 bands playing on five stages through tomorrow. Firefall, the featured band tonight. Day passes are $20. Another concert at the Legends Event Park to feature 80s Southern rock band Jackal. Tickets available at the door tonight. And there's cage fighting tonight at the Grady County Fairgrounds. More on that later on in sports. An interesting view in store for the night sky. Two planets and the moon to align shortly after sunset. Mercury, Venus, and a crescent moon will appear to be in a straight line. You need to look to the west about 45 minutes after sunset this evening. You'll see the brightest light a little above the horizon. That'll be Venus. Just below that, to the right, you should be able to see Mercury. And then the moon will be about 30 degrees above the horizon and further to the left. Should be good viewing tonight for that phenomenon. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. State Question 788, the proposal to legalize medical marijuana, the subject on this week's Cool Conversation. Bud Scott, director of New Health Solutions Oklahoma, will discuss the reason why the measure should pass. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, Scott Thompson and Aaron Hatfield with the State Department of Environmental Quality are our guests. Both programs coming up next hour. The Cool Conversation program right after the 8 o'clock news, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. Now, we have links to both programs on our website. Go to cool1055fm.com, and you'll find them under the Community tab. Grady County Farmers Market opened this morning. In-season produce like squash, zucchini, potatoes, green onions, perhaps some farm fresh eggs, and you may find some baked goods as well. The Farmers Market open at 7th and Choctaw Avenue in the parking lot across from Dairy Queen, and vendors should be on hand till about noon today. Our weather forecast calling for lots of sunshine. We'll have temps in the low to mid-90s both today and tomorrow. Right now, it's fair and 77. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Thinking about your loved one's future? There comes a time when a beloved family member needs an assisted living center or perhaps a nursing home. You want one that's close by, that's clean and caring, and will take care of your loved one just like they would one of their own. We would love to recommend Chickasha's Glenhaven Retirement Village at 29th and Iowa. Call Glenda Hamilton. Take a tour. Find out about Glenhaven Retirement Village. They're at 29th and Iowa here in Chickasha. Call 224-0909.
In sports, Chickasha golfer Cody Burrows competing in a golf tournament in New York this weekend. No, it's not the U.S. Open. It's an amateur tournament called the Monroe Invitational. Burrows had a decent first round earlier this week with a 2-over par, but he struggled with a 9-over 79 in round 2. He improved on that score by 11 shots yesterday with a 2-under 68, one of the best rounds of the day. He is tied for 22nd going into today's final round. He's 7 shots back of the lead and just 3 shots out of the top 10. Burrows will be a junior this fall at Oral Roberts University. Cage fighting debuts in Chickasha tonight. Nearly a dozen MMA bouts are scheduled, including a number of local combatants. Chickasha's Jared Spoon, Taylor Wilson, and Brandon Wright, along with Verdon's Manuel De La Torre and Minko's Big D Birchfield, all in the mix. About a dozen bouts this evening, as we mentioned, on the card at the Grady County Fairgrounds. Doors open at 6:30, and tickets will be available at the door. All the action gets underway about 7:30. After 10 years of broadcasting Thunder basketball games on television, Brian Davis is out of the as the announcer for OKC. The team did not renew Davis's contract for 2018-19. He just finished up a 4-year deal. The Thunder said they appreciated his contributions and wish him well in the future. Davis was suspended for the Thunder's first playoff game this year after making some derogatory remarks during one of the team's final regular season games. Thunder officials say they'll work in conjunction with Fox Sports Oklahoma to fill the spot. Dustin Johnson continues to lead the U.S. Open field at Shinnecock Hills. Johnson shot 3-under 67 yesterday. He's 4-under for the tournament and the only player under par. He has a 4-shot lead over Charlie Hoffman and Scott Piercy. Now, a couple of former Oklahoma State golfers are hovering right around the top 10. Ricky Fowler shot 1-under yesterday, and he's tied for 9th place at 2-over for the tournament, 6 shots back of Johnson. Charles Howell III, a shot behind Fowler, he's tied for 11th at 3-over par. Phil Mickelson just made the cut at 6-over, while Tiger Woods among those missing the cut for the weekend. The College World Series opens in Omaha today. The two featured games Oregon State versus North Carolina. That's this afternoon. And then tonight's contest will be Mississippi State versus Washington. The two Big 12 teams in the World Series will play tomorrow, Texas versus Arkansas, Texas Tech versus defending national champion Florida. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers score a 6-1 win over Salt Lake last night. OKC now opens a four-game series with Las Vegas. It starts tonight and runs through Tuesday. Game time tonight, 7:05. A Father's Day game tomorrow evening starting at 6:05.